Welcome back to BRX Pro Tips. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with you. Lee, I have become really enamored with this whole idea of collaborating, co-marketing, and co-branding. What have you learned? What are your observations about that approach to going to market?
Yeah, I think this is a really important part of any studio partner's business, and even some of the your clients and the shows that are being sponsored, part of their business. If they can find complementary businesses to co-brand with or co-market with, it makes everybody's job a lot easier. And when you're coming at it from the being the media, you have a lot of assets to offer, and it should be pretty easy to find complementary businesses that want to partner with you. I know that here in town, we partner with the ATDC, we partner with Sandy Springs Innovation Center, we partner with Georgia State University. There's lots of places that we can go to partner and to elevate our brand and elevate our brand ubiquity in the market, because everybody wants the media to show up at events. Everybody wants to be interviewed by the media. So it's easy to use that in that manner. And it's also important for you to share to your clients and your sponsors that, hey, they are the media too, and they can use their brand to build relationships with these complementary businesses that can help them in their niche, whatever industry that they serve. So co-branding and co-marketing is a great way, an inexpensive way, to expand your brand in your market.
And my counsel on this is basically take the meeting. Even if someone at initial blush doesn't look like they would be a good prospect for you, they may very well be good in this regard. Take the meeting. You'll learn something. It'll stimulate your thinking. It might really work out for you. So take the meeting.